Shop Black Friday deals at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Buy one, get one 50% off select Magellan Outdoors apparel. Save $400 on a Redfield 64 capacity safe. And get an Outdoor Gourmet 4-burner griddle for $279.99. Visit your store or academy.com. Deals end November 26th. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Academy.com/disclaimers.
Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Pat Lane. He is the co-host of the Pat's Nation podcast and a writer for Pat's Pulpit of SB Nation. They're dedicated to covering New England Patriots content. On the program, we discuss the Patriots game against the New York Jets, also Patriots offense and defense, New England's next game against the Vikings on Thanksgiving night, Thanksgiving in Massachusetts in the New England area, and much more. Pat is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
That's Suma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local? Local is beating the heat like it was an Atlanta football team. Try Datsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA.
Running a business comes with pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, retaining top talent. You start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30 plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles, I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV. Or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/holiday. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/holiday. That's Bartesian.com/holiday for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/holiday.
The fourth down defense pretty staunch there for the Jets, and so they decide to go for three, and he gets it on a 24-yard field goal on a long drive by New England. Field goal try by Greg Zuerlein to tie it. Again aimed left and got it.
I tell you.
Wow, nice draw.
And get a play snapped and save that timeout. If you're the Patriots, you get the stop. Obviously, you want to call the timeout right away.
Wilson. Outside Carter. Redwell brought down Tucker. They kneel him. From the 16-yard line, Marcus Jones. Got a block from Schuler. Here he goes. He's going to try to beat the putter. He does. He's gone. And that is a touchdown.
What? Are you kidding me, Kevin? The way this game has gone, and that's how this thing's going to finish?
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. That was Kevin Harlan on the call of the New England Patriots going up against the New York Jets in Week 11 of the 2022 NFL season from November the 20th of 2022. Hey, it wasn't a pretty game, not a lot of scoring, but guess what? A win is a win, and the New England Patriots took that win thanks to a punt return touchdown by Marcus Jones. To talk more about that game and, of course, also about the Patriots' Thanksgiving night game against the Minnesota Vikings, we want to welcome him back to the program. He's the co-host of the Pats Nation podcast, which is dedicated to covering the New England Patriots, and also he's the writer of Pats Pulpit, which is a blog site dedicated to the New England Patriots, which is ran by SB Nation. Welcome back to the program, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Ed. I appreciate it. Excited to talk to the Patriots with you.
Same here, my man. Same here. Thank you so much again, as always, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. All right, Pat, what were your takeaways from the Patriots' victory over the New York Jets?
Man, it was we set offense back about 50 years on that game. It was ugly from all accounts. Patriots moved the ball a little bit, but just couldn't. They had some drives, and they just couldn't put the ball in the end zone. Meanwhile, the Jets averaged 2.7 inches per play in the second half. Just literally couldn't move the ball. And so it just was one of those games. It was 3-3, and I'm thinking this thing's going to overtime, and I don't know if anyone's going to score in overtime. And then Marcus Jones takes the punt back 84 yards for a touchdown, and it was awesome. It was great. I mean, it was a boring game, but the finish was incredible.
Yeah, as I said earlier, Pat, not a lot of offense, and as you said, this game felt like the offense was set back 50 years, and it was a boring game, but not how you start, it's how you finish. And the Patriots finished thanks to Marcus Jones getting that punt return touchdown. I want to get more into this game for a moment. The running game, Damian Harris, he contributed when necessary, 8 carries for 65 yards. Give me your thoughts on Damian and his play against the Jets.
Yeah, so Harris is a guy who's been overshadowed a little bit. He's dealt with some injuries, and Ramondre Stevenson obviously has come in and played extremely well. And so I think what's happened is that people have forgotten that Damian Harris is actually a really good running back. And so he was out there today, finally looked really healthy for the first time in quite a while. And you could see it. I mean, he has some burst and explosion through the line. And, you know, his longest run of the game, Sauce Gardner kind of peeked inside, guessed that he was going to go inside, and he went outside, and he beat Gardner to the edge. And, you know, so he has some breakaway speed, and he's a solid running back. Patriots have a really good 1-2 punch at running back. Of course, Harris is an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. There's, of course, some questions about whether they'll bring him back or not. You know, the real question to me is another team going to pay him a solid salary? I think the Patriots would like to have him back because he's a good player, but they're also not going to overpay for him because at the end of the day, he is a running back. So it's a question of how much is he going to cost to get under the team. And so I'd love to see him back, but, you know, it's just a question, again, of what his value is on the market this year.
All right, hopefully they can be able to work it out and try to bring Damian back because, like you said, he's been – made a big contribution to the Patriots so far in his time in New England. I want to talk now about Ramondre Stevenson. Didn't get it done on the running side, only 15 carries for 26 yards, but he had 6 catches for 56 yards, being the team's leading receiver in this game. Give me your thoughts on Ramondre and his play against the Jets.
Well, I think he said it best. I mean, that's, you know, even when the running game isn't working with him, he's so good catching the ball out of the backfield. He does such a nice job after the catch of making guys miss. I mean, you know, ended up ending in a missed field goal, but his, you know, reception on 3rd and 15 where he juked a guy out of his shoes and then ran through 2 tackles, maybe 3 tackles, and then picked up the first down was incredible. I mean, and he does, it feels like he has 1 or 2 of those plays in every game. He is, you know, I think a very solid running back. There were no holes for him in the running game, but they find ways to get him the ball outside the numbers and in the passing game. And he's wholly capable of doing that as well. And he's been fantastic this year, continues that. And again, him and Harris were really the only guys, and Jacoby Myers had an okay day as well, but him and Harris are really the only two guys that did anything offensively.
All right, I want to move along now to the receiving side of the ball. So Jacoby Myers, 4 catches for 52 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Jacoby and his play in this game.
Yeah, Myers is, I mean, he's their number one receiver. He's their most consistent player. He's not the prototypical number one receiver because he's almost kind of like a slot guy. And he's not even a prototypical slot guy because he's not, you know, short and quick and fast like Edelman was. Finds a way to get open and make catches in the biggest moments. You know, and that's what he's been doing consistently since his time here in New England. And he's another guy now where he's under, you know, he was a restricted free agent this year, is playing for short money this year. He might get a big contract in the offseason because the free agent wide receiver list is pretty bad. And so someone may be willing to pay him, but losing him would be a huge loss because he is the number one receiver. He's the guy that is most consistently open in his max security blanket. And, you know, he played like that again on Sunday.
All right. I want to move along now to Jonnu Smith. We've seen tight ends come into full force in this NFL within the last several years with Travis Kelce and George Kittle. And New England, they have their 2 tight ends, Jonnu Smith and then Hunter Henry. Jonnu had 4 catches for 40 yards. Hunter was nowhere to be found in this game, only a catch for 20 yards. Give me your thoughts on Jonnu and Hunter and their play against the Jets.
Yeah, you know what? They're starting to use them more, which is good. I really like the play design on the play to Hunter Henry. I really like the play design a lot. They faked it going left and then brought kind of a naked bootleg back to the right and just ran Hunter Henry was all alone running across the field. It was great. And then he was able to get the ball and run upfield. Jonnu Smith, where they started out, they ran a new formation where they had both tight ends in the backfield in front of the running back, which I liked a lot, kind of like a diamond formation. They ran a play-action fake, and Jonnu kind of leaked out of the backfield and was wide open. The problem with Smith is that he's just so inconsistent. I mean, they had a great play call on 3rd and 1 where they ran a jet sweep to Jonnu Smith coming around the edge. He got open. He was running, going to pick up probably another 10, 15 yards, and he just dropped the football. And it's just, it's plays like that that just kind of have consistently happened over the course of his time here. You know, last year you had the play where, you know, they're playing the Saints early in the season, and he just drops the ball. goes right through his hands and right into a Saints receiver's Saints defender's hands, and he turns it, returns it for touchdown. And so it's just like you see too many of those plays with Smith, but it is nice to see him getting the ball in space and picking up some yards with his legs, because that's what he does best. And they have done a nice job of getting him the ball, which is good. Now Smith just seems to be more consistent when he gets the ball in his hands.
All right, and also I mentioned about Hunter Henry. I know he's been hit and miss this season for New England. Give me your thoughts on him. He only had one catch for 20 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Hunter and his play.
Yeah, I just, you know, the hard thing is that the been so bad that he can't run the typical plays that you're used to seeing from the tight ends, right? That seam route down the middle of the field where you run a play action fake, you kind of look left, and then bam, that tight end is wide open running down the seam. You don't have time to do that anymore because the offensive line's been so bad. And we've seen Hunter do it. We saw him do it last year, but it really hasn't materialized this year for whatever reason. They went away from him for a while when they were going to the gun. I think that they're best under center when they're going to utilize their tight ends. I just think that Mac utilizes his tight ends more when he's under center, but it was nice to see that one play design to him. I like that. I'd like to see more of that because I think that those guys can be good playmakers for you. They're obviously not your number one or number two playmakers, but they're solid playmakers for you, and you're paying them a ton of money because you know they can be good playmakers for you. They've struggled in the red zone, though. They weren't able to really get in the red zone this game before making, you know, huge mistakes and pushing them back out of the red zone. But I would like to see them kind of use them more as you get closer to the end zone because they are big body guys. And Henry's a guy who caught a bunch of touchdowns last year. He has that ability, and they just haven't really utilized the machine.
All right, let's move along now to the other side of the ball on the defensive side. The last time I had you on the program, we talked about Jawan Bentley and how you've really enjoyed, had continued to enjoy his emergence as a linebacker in the league. He had 8 tackles in his game against. Thoughts on Jawan and his play?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big reason why their run defense was so good. And of course, it takes all 11 guys and everything else, and their safeties have been playing well too. But Bentley's that guy in the middle. He's the guy in the middle. He makes the calls. He does a great job filling in the run, and he's been solid. And again, he's not an every down linebacker. He's not a guy that you're going to send into the middle to cover guys. That's not him. But if he's trying to run, he's there to make plays, and he made some really nice plays against the Jets. And again, we knew the formula to beat the Jets: stop the run. If you stop the run, you force Zach Wilson to try to beat you with the pass, and you know he can't do that. And they were able to stop the run on Sunday, and that's a big reason why they won. And so it's going to be difficult on Thursday now against Minnesota with a better running team than the Jets are, and of course they have a lot of offensive weapons too. But Bentley's a guy that he is a key to their run defense. And so, I expect that to continue, but I've been really happy to see his emergence there. And again, three-year captain at Purdue. And so he's a guy that is a leader on and off the field. And I think that his attitude and the way he plays kind of rubs off on other guys too.
All right. Well, another person that we talked about last time I had you on the program was Duggar. Man, Kyle continues to be a premier player, one of the rising defensive players in the league, and plays really good at the strong safety position. He had 3 tackles and he had a sack in this game. Give me your thoughts on Kyle and his play.
Yeah, that sack was awfully close to a fumble as well, but ball didn't come out until after Zach Wilson hit the ground. But he continues to make plays. He helps in the run game, which is great, but where I've been impressed with him is his coverage skills. He did a great job covering a wheel route and, almost had an insane interception that, of course, he ended up being out of bounds. But it's just a great play for him to jump. Ball's kind of over his head. He jumps, juggles it while he's in the air and coming to the ground, and he lands on the ground and makes the catch. Of course, like I say, he's out of bounds. But it was a fantastic play still. And so it shows the athleticism that he has and the ability that he has to make those plays. And I think he's done a great job of doing that this year. I'm excited to kind of see him continue to evolve. He has missed a few games this year with injury, but he's fully healthy. And, again, he's one of those guys that plays well in the passing game and plays well in the running game and is a key part of that defense.
All right, a couple of impact players on the defensive side. Of course, Matt Judon, who's like one of the premier linebackers in the league, along with Dietrich Weiss Jr. and, of course, Mac Wilson. They all recorded sacks in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Matthew Dietrich and Mac's play in this game.
Well, Wise is interesting because Wise is the guy that was like, he was fine. He's okay. You know, he was okay for most of his career. I mean, he's in like his sixth year now. And all of a sudden, you know, in the past year and a half, he's been really good. And this year, he's been really good. Kind of took that next step this year. And I kind of think no one really saw that coming. It's been a long time. Usually guys that have been around for 5 or 6 years, they just are who they are. They don't take this leap like Wise did this year, where they, oh, okay, they're fine, but they haven't been playing for one reason or other. They haven't been putting up numbers because they're not really good. Or, you know, they end up being a bust, and so the team cuts them or whatever the case may be. But Wise is a guy who's just a great guy in the locker room, works his butt off every day, and, you know, and he's been fantastic on the inside and on the outside this year. So he's been great. Mac Wilson's been up and down. He's been up and down this year. He's good against the run sometimes, good against the pass sometimes. Sometimes he makes boneheaded plays. You know, the block he had on the Marcus Jones touchdown return was like, what are you doing, guy? Like, don't even touch the guy. There's no need to make that block. I still think it wasn't illegal, but still, it was close. There's no reason to do that. So he's had some boneheaded plays here and there, but he is an athletic linebacker that can move around. And you see his prowess when they blitz him. He does a really good job of getting there and getting to the quarterback, and he did that again on Sunday. And Matthew Judon, I mean, look, at this point right now, he leads the NFL in sacks at 13 sacks through only 10 games. And so, you know, he's a guy that played really well last year and is playing significantly better this year. And right now he's in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, just based on what happened last year, some of that production you would assume is going to drop off a little bit. But, you know, they do such a good job of scheming it up for him where he's able to get those one-on-one matchups. You know, one of his sacks was he starts out on the outside, two guys go outside, and he loops all the way around and comes in where the center was and caves in the middle and gets a sack. So even if you want to double-team him, well, you're not able to double-team him in that situation because he's getting free because he's coming inside. And so, you know, the scheme has been helping him as well. But he wins on his own, too. I mean, don't get it twisted. Like, it's not like they're scheming things up for him. He absolutely wins on his own, too. Right now, he is a premier edge player. And the best thing about him is that he's obviously fantastic against the pass. He's been very stout and good against the run game as well. And so he's a guy that I think, to me, you know, you could argue, and I think probably you'd be right, that he might be the best player on the team right now. He's been fantastic. He's all over the field, making plays. And, you know, I don't know. I don't even want to think about where the Patriots would be without him.
Yeah, rightfully so. He has been the best player on that team. You can make the case for him, and then most likely Kyle Duggar, which probably will most likely be right behind him. But definitely Judon has been the one that's really kept them afloat for much of this year so far. And speaking of keeping the team for much of the year, the last time I had you on the program, we were talking about a possible quarterback controversy with Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe. Well, that conversation went out the window real quickly because Mac Jones, he's got his job back. He's healthy for the most part in this game. He completed 23 out of 27 passes for 246 yards, but no touchdown passes. And you mentioned that the offense was set back 50 years in this game. But give me your thoughts on Mac's play in this game.
Yeah, I thought he was fine. I mean, here's the thing, right? People are trying to pick apart his game because he's not, you know, Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. He's not Justin Fields right now, right? But at the end of the day, you have a guy that can go out there and make plays when they ask him to. And he's having no time. I mean, he got sacked 6 times on Sunday, and you could argue that one of them was his fault, but really the other ones really aren't his fault. He's getting into trouble there because both the tackles getting beat, or one of his guards getting beat, or his center and his guard are getting beat. And it just, he doesn't have any time back there, right? And so, Did I think he was great on Sunday? I don't. I don't think he was great. He only had 4 incompletions, which is good. I do think he left some points out on the field. I think he missed some guys. I think he'd like to have a few throws back where there were some other guys open and he went somewhere else. But look, I mean, you know, I think it's a work in progress, and I think he's getting better. I think the offense is getting better. He still isn't where he was last year, which is concerning. But again, new offensive coordinator, new offensive coaching staff, basically. You know, I mean, McDaniels took almost all the offensive coaches with him to Vegas. So to have a brand new coaching staff on the offensive side of the football, and not to mention two guys that didn't really coach offense before running the offense right now, it is understandable that he's having some troubles early in the year, but you would like to see him bounce back from that. So it was a good sign on Sunday. But ultimately, the truth is that, you know, you can't win games 10-3. And so you're going to have to put up points. And so he's going to have to play better than he played on Sunday. But I think it was a step in the right direction. And anyone that's telling you right now that he stinks and isn't good, they're just haters right now at this point, right? I mean, I can look, he may not be one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but that was a decent performance. Any way you slice it, that was a pretty good performance. And so, you know, I want him to improve from there. But it was at least pretty good. At worst, I would say it was pretty good on Sunday.
All right. And speaking of being really good on Sunday, Marcus Jones, the rookie defensive back, he scored the game-winning punt return touchdown to give New England the win. Marcus Jones, give me your thoughts on the play. And also, I wanted to ask you, before the touchdown, what contribution had Marcus made to the team?
So it's a good question. Marcus is a guy that, you know, people that follow me and read me know that I'm a huge Marcus Jones fan. I was tweeting out back in January that he was my draft crush. He was a guy that I loved coming out of Houston. He had nine return touchdowns in his career, which is, I think, a college record or tied for a college record, perhaps. Won the Paul Hornung Award last year for most versatile player. And he just, he's got that athleticism now. He hurt his shoulder coming into training camp, so he was limited coming into training camp, and so he's a little slow getting started. And he's been out, in and out of the defense a little bit. He played a little bit, but it's mostly been Miles Bryan at that slot corner spot. And so he hasn't really played a ton of defense. And they started with Miles Bryan as the punt returner, and the kick returner was not him either. And he's taken over those jobs in the last few weeks. I think since week 5 or so, he's been the punt and kick returner. And he's given them some good returns already. He's had a 30-yard return. He's had a 20-yard return. He's had some solid returns. And so this has kind of been brewing. This is one of those things that's been setting up that people kind of knew. We're like, all right, this is coming. And it was surprising to see the Jets kick to him because their last 4 had gone out of bounds. They hadn't even attempted to kick to him. So it is fascinating that they went right to him and punted it right down the field. And watching it, now I sit in the end zone, and I was actually behind the play. So I sit in the opposite end zone of the end zone where they scored. And he started out left, and I'm like, where is he going? And then he cut back right. Well, he's setting up his blockers when he went left, but he has that speed where he's still able to beat Tyler Conklin to the corner. And to be able to get, oh, may not have been Conklin may be in Minnesota now, but he was able to beat 83 to the corner and beat him up the sideline, set up his other blocks, and then he cuts back against the punter and he's in the end zone. And it's just, that is, and Bill Belichick gave a lot of credit to Troy Brown, who was a great return man in his own right when he played for the Patriots, about coaching him up on how to play it. And so, of course, we got to give credit to Troy Brown as well. But that's something that you know the position. You know how to return punts. You know how to set things up. And that comes from experience. It's only when you do that enough. And he did that a ton when he was at Houston because he scored a ton of touchdowns. And so, really, I think it gives them, you know, instant kind of that instant offense where even if the offense is struggling, you can't kick it to us because if you punt it to us, we have a guy that can take it 20, 30, or even to the house at any moment. And so I think that kind of energizes the rest of the team and certainly the special teams as well.
All right. So definitely Marcus Jones was the hero for week 11 for the Patriots' victory over the New York Jets, 10-3. It was a baseball score. It wasn't pretty, but a win is a win, and New England will take it. So now this sets the stage for the Thanksgiving night game between the New England Patriots going up against the Minnesota Vikings. The game will be at U.S. Bank Stadium in downtown Minneapolis. So, Pat, let's start off with New England's offense for a moment. Again, New England only scored 10 points against the Jets, but they're going to need more than 10 points, as you stated earlier, if they're going to win games from here on out. They're going to go up against a really good Vikings defense with the likes of Danielle Hunter, Eric Kendricks, Za'Darius Smith. Also, you can't forget about Patrick Peterson and Harrison Smith, just to name a few. So what is going to be the keys to victory, in your opinion, for Matt Jones and New England's offense to get points on Minnesota's defense?
And the big thing for me is the offensive line, right? It all starts there. If you can't protect Matt Jones and if you can't run the ball, then you're going to have problems. You're going to have problems. And so I think that is part of it. I think, you know, the play calling has been suspect at times. I do like that they threw some extra wrinkles in there on Sunday, which was great, but the consistency of the calls wasn't there, right? That third and fourth down where they ran it on third and seven and then ran it again on fourth and three, a lot of people hated that sequence. That sequence is bad, and that's just – it just felt like someone that didn't understand what was going on and didn't understand how to call the correct plays in that moment. And so that was frustrating to watch. But then, you know – obviously, like I say, offensive line, that to me is number one. And then Mac Jones needs to play mistake-free football. You cannot turn the ball over. If you start turning the ball over against this team, now listen, right, Minnesota is 8-2. They were 8-1 for a reason. They were a good team. Now, they got shellacked by the Cowboys on Sunday, but they're still a pretty good team, right? And so, to me, you're going to have to keep pace with them, but don't turn the ball over, and you got to block some guys. You got to give Mac some time, and you got to open up some holes for those running backs, because 12 carries for 15 yards or 24 yards or whatever Ramondre had, it's not going to be enough to beat this team, right? You need to give your quarterback some time, and you need to give your running back some lane. So starts up front, and then, you know, again, Mac Jones just playing mistake-free football, I think.
Let's move over to the other side of the ball. The New England Patriots defense, man, they are going to have their hands full with guys like Kirk Cousins at the quarterback position, of course, the chef, Dalvin Cook at the running back position. And if you thought Cousins and Cook were phenomenal, Justin Jefferson is a once-in-a-lifetime talent at the wide receiver position. So, Pat, what do you think are going to be the keys to victory for the Patriots defense to shut down Minnesota's offense?
Yeah, I mean, again, you stop the run, right? Starts up front. Got to stop the run, okay? Turn them into one-dimensional, make them pass. And it sounds crazy, but because Justin Jefferson's a beast. But Kirk Cousins down in his last 31 games played at 4 o'clock is 10-21 in his last 31 games played after 4 o'clock. He just isn't good in prime time. He isn't. And that continued on Sunday where he was really bad against the Cowboys. The game started with him fumbling the ball. If you can force some turnovers and force him into making some bad plays, then you can start getting the ball for your offense. Now you get those big change plays, and your offense suddenly doesn't have to drive as far. And so, to me, it starts up front. If they can run all over you, then it's like now the play action opens up. Now you got to worry about Cousins to Justin Jefferson, but also you're worried about stopping Dalvin Cook because you haven't been able to do that. A recipe for disaster for the Patriots. So you've got to stop the run first, and then, you know, force Kirk Cousins into making some bad decisions. Because, again, he's been doing that in these primetime games, but you have to force him to do it. If he can just hand it off to Dalvin Cook every time and then run some play-action fakes, the game isn't on him anymore. You've got to put the game on Kirk Cousins.
All right, and it's going to be a great one on Thanksgiving night between the New England and the Minnesota Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium in downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota. And, you know, Pat, we talk about the NFL and Thanksgiving and the longstanding tradition, and we know about the teams that normally play on Thanksgiving, like the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, but how does it feel, in your opinion, to have the Patriots playing on Thanksgiving. I know it's been a while, but how does it feel for your team to be playing on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I like it. It's pretty cool, you know. And so they played in 2010. They played at Detroit earlier in the day. They won, I think, 45-24 was that score of that game. And then, of course, the last time the Patriots were on Thanksgiving night, they played Thanksgiving night, just like they're playing in this game, and that was the butt fumble game. I think they beat the Jets 49-19 was that one. They scored 3 touchdowns in, like, I think it was like 45 game seconds or something ridiculous like that, where they scored a touchdown. Sanchez fumble happened on, like, the second play of that drive, and then the Jets fumbled the ensuing kickoff, which the Patriots returned for a touchdown. So it was crazy. So that's always fun. And I like the fact that it's at night, because what that allows us to do, and me especially, who, you know, writes about the team and podcasts about the team, it allows me to spend the day with my family, and then I can watch the game afterwards, and I'm not messing up time during the day with my family to watch every snap. And I'll have the other games on in the background, but I'm not going to watch every single snap of the Bills of the Bills Lions game or of the Cowboys Giants game. Yeah, I'll be watching them, but I don't have to see every single snap. So it is nice to have it at night where I can have the data with my family, which is great. And then, I mean, look, Thanksgiving is family, food, and football. Like, what's better than that, right? So it's great, and to be a part of that, because your team is playing, makes it even more fun.
Absolutely. And as the teams that I mentioned earlier, the Lions, Bears, Cowboys, the Green Bay Packers, and, of course, they've made their mark on Thanksgiving. And, of course, New England's made their mark in the Thanksgiving games that they've played, including, as you mentioned, the butt fumble at the Meadowlands in Jersey. And
yeah.
I want to stay just with Thanksgiving and football for a moment. You know, every region and every state has their way of celebrating Thanksgiving. How is Thanksgiving celebrated in Massachusetts and around the New England area?
Well, it's a lot of a lot of times it starts with Thanksgiving football game, right? High school Thanksgiving football game, Thanksgiving morning, the high school teams play. I remember my Thanksgiving football game. It was not pretty. We got smoked, but that's kind of how it starts, right? And then then it's a big family gathering, and so we're cooking turkey, and usually we're cooking ham, and you get all the sides. So whether it's, you know, you got some mac and cheese in there, probably you got some squash in there, you got some green bean casserole. We like to do one side of the family, and they don't always do it, but they do like a broccoli casserole with some cheese and broccoli, which is good. So just load up on the food and sit by the TV and watch some football. So it's great. And then we'll, you know, we bounce around from house to house, depending on, you know, with my wife's family, and then we'll try to visit my family as well. So get kind of a full day of family in there, you know?
Awesome. Sounds cool. I want to ask you, what's on the menu at the Lane household for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. So it's going to be turkey and ham. Now ham, the thing about ham is that I don't mind the ham on the bone, right? Like when it's hot, but to me, the ham is the best the next day when you have those like ham sandwiches, throw it in the microwave for 15, 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds. It comes out a little hot, and you can throw it right on that bread, usually nice Italian bread, throw it on the nice Italian bread for a sandwich the next day. That's where it's at, in my opinion. But it's definitely going to be the mashed potatoes, the squash, probably a green bean casserole. And then, like I say, we'll make a turkey and a ham as well. I think it's on the menu. Again, it could be a broccoli casserole there as well. I'm not sure. But and then, of course, you got to follow it up with a pie. I'm partial to apple pie myself, but I know people love the pumpkin pie and the pecan pie and maybe some blueberry pie mixed in there as well. But pumpkin pie, that's my go-to. I mean, I'm sorry, apple pie is my go-to there.
Awesome. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned about the ham being your favorite, but what are some of your other favorite Thanksgiving dishes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get the – so I like to mix it kind of all together. So I get the mashed potatoes, the squash, and usually the corn too, and kind of mix them all together and throw a little gravy in there as well and kind of mix it all up. And then, you know, take a scoop of that with a scoop of – you know, with a bite of turkey or ham, and then you're good to go, right? And so, of course, you get the crescent rolls in there too. You can't forget the rolls as well, a nice hot rolls coming out of the oven. And then just you kind of mix. It's a mix and match thing for me. I'm kind of like I'm an all at once type of guy, right? So I'm not a big stuffing guy. But it's kind of an all at once thing for me. So I'm not picking and choosing. I'm just like, let's just throw it all on the plate and eat it all at once, you know?
Awesome. And desserts. And what you said, apple pie is what you're looking forward to. So hopefully, apple pie be awesome on your Thanksgiving
yes,
menu. You mentioned mac and cheese. There's a player that has, let's just say he has displayed his distaste for mac and cheese, a gentleman by the name of Matthew Judon. He says
yep.
he doesn't care who cooks it. He doesn't care what ingredients in it is in it. He doesn't care how it's seasoned. He does not like it. If Matthew was right in front of you right now, Pat, what would you tell Matthew about mac and cheese? And what would you tell him? How would you sell it to him to say, this is pretty good, you should give it a shot?
I'll tell you what, man. Listen, he's made it this far in his life and is this good of a player with not eating mac and cheese. I think I'm okay with him not eating mac and cheese. But if I needed to sell him on it, I mean, what more could you ask for? You're talking about pasta and cheese and presumably breadcrumbs as well mixed together. What more could you ask for from a dish, right? So, you know, that's where I'm at, right? I'm an Italian guy. I love the pasta, love the cheese, and then you throw it together. It's like, come on now, you know. But hey, like I said, you know, he's doing just fine not eating mac and cheese. So if that's the key to, you know, his success, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, everybody has their things that they don't like. But like you said, if the Pats are currently winning and he's playing well, hey, we'll let him slide with not eating mac
right.
and cheese. But, you know, one thing that is going to feel weird this year is John Madden. This is going to be the first Thanksgiving without John Madden. Do you have any memories of Madden, whether it be with Thanksgiving or anything just related to just watching him being on television?
Yeah, you know, he was just so good. He was so iconic. And I think the biggest, you know, the best memory I have of John Madden, of course, is that Super Bowl 36, right? And I think one of the funny things about Madden is that he had some strong takes, but he was never afraid to admit that he was wrong. And I think that, you know, that first drive starts, right? That last drive starts where the Patriots ended up winning the game. And he says, you know, listen, if I'm a coach here, we're backed up pretty close to the end zone. I'd probably just take a knee and play for overtime. I just, you know, I'm going overtime, and I don't think they should try for it. And of course, first play of the drive, Brady almost got strip sacked, and you know he didn't obviously, but you know they got in there and swiped the ball and almost got it, and they were able to obviously move the ball downfield. And as they're moving the ball downfield, you know, he says, look, you know, I didn't agree with what they were doing, but now they're doing a damn good job of doing it. And so, you know, I probably wouldn't have done it, but they did it. And, you know, and they had the, you know, the courage to go for it and do it. And they're doing a great job right now. And then, you know, and then my favorite line, one of my favorite lines of all time is, you know, Brady spikes the ball, catches it with one hand, and he's walking up the field and you know, Summerall isn't talking and Madden just says, you know, what Tom Brady just did gives me goosebumps. And that, like, that line, for that's one of my favorite lines. That one, and then Chris Collinsworth after the ridiculous Jermaine Kearse catch, you know, in the Seattle Super Bowl, they're celebrating the play and they're coming back to it, and Collinsworth says, but they're not in yet. Those two moments for me. Are really kind of, those ones stick out in my mind because, you know, you hear Madden say something like that, and of course they win, and it's amazing, and, you know, his breakdown, he was just so iconic. But that line, that one line, what Tom Brady just gives me goosebumps, that one line is the one that sticks out to me. And, of course, he's got some great ones, of course. And, I mean, anyone that's growing up, that's my age, and, of course, older, and even younger at this point, because everyone plays Madden, you know, football is synonymous with John Madden, right? And so even the young kids who don't really know who John Madden is, you hear the name Madden and you think football, right? And so it's just – and that's going to be – it's going to be like that for generations of kids. Even the kids that don't really know who John Madden is and will find out who John Madden is later, He changed the sport of football for sure. But that Super Bowl 36, that's top of the list for me.
Absolutely. Definitely Madden. First Thanksgiving without him, definitely we'll be thinking about him as everybody's eating and just enjoying the game. So definitely going to be interested. God, and then again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. It's Pat Lane. And just tell everybody what's going on at Pat's Nation and also Pat's Pulpit.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving with your family as well. And, anyone that wants to read me, I'm on patspulpit.com. As you mentioned, we also have a YouTube site where our YouTube channel, I'm sorry, where we go live for our podcast. So it's Pat's Pulpit on YouTube. And you can download the podcast anywhere that you get podcasts, just again through Pat's Pulpit. And on Twitter, I'm at @PLane_past as well. If you're a teacher or you're into teacher stuff, I started a teacher TikTok as well, at Mr. Lane Math. So if you're into that kind of thing, you can follow me there on TikTok as well.
Awesome. And just a little statistic, a little stat to pass along. The New England Patriots have played in 5 Thanksgiving Day games. Their current career record on Thanksgiving Day is 3-2, and hopefully the Patriots will be 4-2, beating the Vikings. So you heard it from him. He's Pat Lane, co-host of the Pat's Nation's podcast, and also writer for Pat's Pulpit, which is powered by SB Nation. One more time, Pat, where can they find you on social media as well as Pat's Nation? Any other websites, let them know that as well.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Thanks again. And yeah, like I say, YouTube, Pat's Pulpit on YouTube, and on Twitter, @PLane_Pats.
You heard it from him. He's Pat Lane. Pat, thank you so much, my man, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Hey, thank you. Same to you. And then I'm down to come on anytime.
Awesome. Thanks again. We'll be back with more right after this.
The fourth down defense pretty staunch there for the Jets. And so they decide to go for 3, and he gets it on a 24-yard field goal on a long drive by New England. Field goal try by Greg Zuerlein to tie it. Again aimed left and got it.
I tell you.
Wow, nice draw.
And get a play snapped and save that timeout. If you're the Patriots, you get the stop. Obviously, you want to call the timeout right away.
Wilson, outside Carter. Redwell brought down Tucker. They nail him. From the 16-yard line, Marcus Jones. Got a block from Schuler. Here he goes. He's going to try to beat the putter. He goes. He's gone. And that is a touchdown.
Are you kidding me, Kevin? The way this game has gone, and that's how this thing's going to finish?
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/holiday. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/holiday. That's Bartesian.com/holiday for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/holiday.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Running a business comes with pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, attaining top talent. You start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30 plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles, I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/holiday. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/holiday. That's Bartesian.com/holiday for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/holiday.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/holiday. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/holiday. That's Bartesian.com/holiday for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/holiday.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes.
Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/holiday. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/holiday. That's Bartesian.com/holiday for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/holiday.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Pat Lane, co-host of the Pat's Nation podcast and a writer for Pat's Pulpit of SB Nation. Once again, a big special thank you to him for coming on the program to talk about all things related to the New England Patriots. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.